What is the difference between awareness and consciousness? You read this one, you will know why they are trapped in thought. And they still think that is awareness. They say they aware that they got anger. They aware that they still have fear. Is that awareness? No. Awareness means when that fear, anger arise, your awareness, your true mind is with it. The thing that they talk about, I aware I got anger, means the past participle, and as I got anger, means earlier on when anger arrived, he conscious, but he's not aware. Then after that, he recollect, yeah, I still got anger. Then he said, I still got anger, and all that delusion. Then what they want to do? They want to suppress the anger or do away the anger. Yeah, they think they are cultivated. They're supposed to have the understanding and already enlightened. How come they still have this anger? And this anger, sensual desire and ill will are the first two mental hindrances. The first two evil root of greed and hatred. So these are very basic defilement, where you need to clear. If they cannot clear, it reflects that they are not doing the cultivation correctly. So they suppress, they control. And that is the reason why they cannot develop the understanding. Because this awareness is not the thought that recollect the anger. And this is the one that develop the Sakkaya Ditthi, where it's egoic. That's why you say, I see. I am angry. I have fear. But the Buddha already taught you the five aggregate is impermanent, non-self, anatta. If you attach and cling one thing your way, you suffer. Like just how you share, you try. You want to focus because you want things your way, which is not nature's way. Then this dukkha suffering arise. And you say, it stress you up. Then it may deteriorate your eye faster. So that is the result of wanting things your way, understand? Right. So this is Dhamma. Nothing to do with his decision to do it or not to do it. Well, it so happened he do it become a blessing. Yeah, he developed understanding of this. But you have to, like there is something you have to sacrifice back for doing that, understand? But anyway, if you make aspiration, invoke power of merit, well, you have merit. For causes and conditions for your eyesight to recover to normal vision. I tell you, somebody will come and somehow you will find the right person. You know what my father did? He was almost 80 years old. His vision was all gone. He told me he cannot cross the road. That one I think is cataract or what, I'm not sure. So my sister in the medical field took him to UKM. That time was 2004, now 19 years, 20 years ago. He went there, the doctor checked. Oh, he said, never mind. Now this is small issue. They can replace the lamps inside there.
Right.
I took it out, put it in. After one night, I went and see him again. He was full of joy. He talked to me. He said, in Hakka, I'm Ki Kwai. It's so strange. I can see so clearly, like when I was young. Perfect vision. Then he, without hesitation, do the second eye. This is how things can happen. Technology, don't understand. You just pass the word around, then make the aspiration. You remember? Ask for forgiveness. Then you have the cultivation, you have the merit. Invoke power of merit, no need to wait for causes and conditions. By the power of all this merit and wholesomeness that I have developed or cultivated since the time I started understanding the Dhamma and the importance of virtue and all those things, may it arise the causes and conditions for you to recover to normal eyesight, to regain back your eyesight so that you can live the normal life. I tell you, something will happen.
Would that be tantamount to?
Would that be tantamount to craving, Brother Teo?
This is what happened. Forget about all these things. Like the lady that asked me, Brother Teo, I buy lala, I fry, I got problem or not. You're killing Forget about it. You are invoking natural law, understand? Invoking power of memory, which the Buddha also used before, understand? Imina punyang, that karma, the memory. The punyang is the memory, and kamina. Mami bala samagamu, satang samagamu. You mean the Buddha also craving, aspire to be enlightened? Please, when you understand there is no such thing, that is our nature's law. You don't kill, you don't harm, you don't violate. You make aspiration also cannot. Atitan also cannot. It's a perfection that you have to cultivate as a bodhisattva. Understand? Right. Because you are so conditioned by all this. Then you have it already. When people advise you something, can I like that? It could be what? No. Because last time you did that to people. It's the same. There is craving. No, why are you so stupid? You go and make that type of vow or aspiration. And now, when this message goes to you, instead of receiving it, that question come out. This is what karmic is all about. You understand?
Right.
No? So you don't have right understanding. Karmic obstruction is everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to understand all this.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Brother Teo, for putting it so clearly.
Yeah.